Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and I have with me on this week's episode of Word Made Flesh our newest house manager, Richard Hoyle. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Before we went on the air, we were just chatting a little bit over all the years, 18 years, right? Then Lenawee County Mission, now Neighbors of Hope. I've been serving the homeless population and in the community, as well as people experiencing food insecurities with Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry. And, you know, we've got Blessings and More Resale Store. And a week or so ago, we opened up a little pop-up furniture store downtown, right next to Hooligans, across the hall from Blessings and More. So, listening audience, if you're looking for quality, gently used furniture and or clothing, please check out Blessings and More and help support the ongoing ministries of Neighbors of Hope. But before we came on the air, we were talking about, you know, the evolution of some of our house managers. And for our listening audience, we are excited that we just recently opened, right?
Yes.
Our men's ministry. And in doing so, Richard has graciously come on board and part of the team as the house manager of our men's ministry. So we're very appreciative of that. But why don't you just share with our listening audience kind of like first impressions of the facility. What do you think? I mean, having been with, actually, you were with us when we were on Broad Street, and then we had that little sabbatical over there at the church. So I guess when it comes to our men's ministry program, you've seen all the facilities as well as I have. I know what my impression is of this facility, but share with our listening audience what yours is.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. It really, you know, with all the hard work and with all the love, volunteers and the community. When I was, you know, Pastor Steve brought me in a tour. It just blew my mind. It's just totally awesome. It's just what we needed and what God delivered. It's just, you walk in here and it's just a total different atmosphere. It's a total different, just all the way around. It's just awesome. It's clean. It's a very respectful, very lovable place. I mean, you walk through the door and there's love here. There's hope here. It's not where we were at Broad Street and we were dealing with, and then we were in transition with the church and, you know, we didn't know what was going on, so uncertainty. And, you know, when you walk through the door, and I know the guys, you know, that we do have here, you know, they, when they walk through the door, they're blown away too. You know, they're like, wow, you know, I mean,
because as I hear you speaking, I get to thinking, you know, it epitomizes, one, the core philosophy of what Neighbors of Hope is about is, you know, how do we elevate the dignity of the other? And, you know, one way is you walk in and then you have this beautiful facility, all right, that I think elevates the radical hospitality of Jesus, right? It's not like the old days where you had the neon cross outside. It says Jesus saves, right? And it soups open salvation. No, I mean, we've upped that game considerably and really trying to practice that radical hospitality of Jesus. So, yeah, gentlemen, look at what the great people of Lenawee County, right, specifically our donors, people who help contribute to bringing this to fruition, have done for you. And it's done in the name and the spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hope is found here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which kind of leads me to a little, reminds me of a little biblical scripture I'd like to share for our focus as we continue this conversation. But, you know, Paul writes in chapter 5 of Romans, you know, that And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance proves character. And when character is proven, it creates hope. And hope does not disappoint us, right? I share that because I'm sure a lot of our listening audience knows that, Neighbors of Hope, we've been working on this men's facility for a long time. We've had a lot of hurdles to go through. And just as the executive director, there were times where it seemed like we were going to throw in the towel. But we persevered, right? And I think through all those trials and tribulations, and it was tough. And for me, going through all those, this scripture, I said to myself quite often, simply because there were times where I had to remind myself, this is God's, this is not mine, all right? This is a ministry of God that reaches out into our community to kind of bring about the restorative healing and hope that Paul's speaking about. And so I don't think Neighbors of Hope is exempt, no more than anybody else listening to this broadcast or throughout creation. We all have our little sufferings and trials and tribulations. And if we can get through those, it strengthens us, right? Which, the only way you get through them is to persevere. You have to go through it, right? And when you go through it and you persevere, it does strengthen your character. And I think, the layout of this facility, right, and its quality offered to men who are currently struggling with the hopes that, if they persevere through all this, right, they will strengthen their character and they too will find hope, and hope does not disappoint. Yeah, I mean, it's been quite the undertaking. But I just, this past, what, week and a half, I think, we opened back on October 30th. And, we're off and running, and we've done really well with the launch, like the reopening of this flagship ministry of Neighbors of Hope that really wants to introduce, to our guests that radical hospitality of Jesus. And by radical hospitality, I mean that which is grounded in compassion. That's what moves us. And everyone's welcome to the table. That's what Jesus would say. What do you think?
Well, and that's true. That's like with my journey. When I left the church and moved out and went, got my apartment. I went through transitional housing. And then found my own apartment, Riverview Terrace, and of course, we all know that's that situation. But we're gonna go home. And that's true. You got to persevere, it's like we're talking, you're either in a storm, coming out of that storm, going in a storm, coming out of the other one. So, and that's what's taught here is that, just because we leave the program doesn't mean that we're not going to face hardships. We're not going to face struggles. We're not going to face, the downside of life, We just got to get back up, dust off. Thank God for the day and move on.
Yeah.
Because the world is the world, we have to accept what happens. And it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean, you don't have an opportunity to make a difference, whether it's like us, we make a difference in guys' lives. We treat them, like you said, with compassion and give, show them hope. And, we love them, and that's why we're here, to continue this, to produce. I don't like to use the word succeed, but I use the word to, like you said, persevere, you just got to ride it out.
Yeah.
And
it's not as if Paul wrote that in a vacuum. Based on all the biblical scriptures and scrolls and fragments and all those things that we have, what we know is this is Paul's last letter, before he is executed. Paul had some trials and tribulations, right? Paul had himself had to persevere. And Paul would say that that is precisely what produces certain character, and that character produces hope. And we can't give away something we don't have. And so, in a sense, as the leadership within this men's ministry, right, we have to have our own hope. And I think the way, when I look back at it now, all the struggles we had to go through and the hoops to jump through and all those things in order to get this up and running is precisely what has strengthened us, right, to have the hope that we can give away to our guests, right, things like that. And I like the way, I agree with you. I don't like, success seems to be too much of a business term, I think. And nowhere in the Bible are we called to be successful, but we are called to be fruitful. And, right, how are we going to bear fruit if you don't have the seed to grow the plant, right, to get the branches, to get the fruit, to be able to harvest it and give it away, things like that. So here we are just, my gosh, what are we, week and a half away from Thanksgiving. The weather's changing. I mean, talk about God's timing. And I know here at Neighbors of Hope's Men's Ministry facility, we'll be rejoicing with Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving, for sure. So we're super excited about that. Any other closing words you want to share with our listening audience?
Well, I just want to stress that, I look at God as my water, The seed's been planted, these great people with the Neighbors of Hope, Pastor Steve, and all involved, and I think it's true for guys to, let them wrap their arms around him, so to speak. I know how hard it is to accept that, but it's just that through time, that's what we do. We just show them that, I just gotta say that, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm so happy that it touched my life in the way it did. And I'm back, and I'm here to, spread the hope and give the hope, and give the love.
Yeah, can't give away something we don't have.
That's right.
And we are highly blessed to have you as part of the team. Welcome that. And we are truly grateful in the spirit of Thanksgiving to everyone in this community that helped bring this to fruition so that we can continue to transform lives and impact our community through the hope of the gospel. Right. I mean, we are gospel driven, and we want to share that with the men here, Fishing's Lowe's Food Pantry, Blessings and More, and even through our Word Made Flesh radio station, our radio ministry. Well, Richard, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, and to our listening audience, until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.